You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the show, my friends. I want to dive right into today's podcast episode. Like, no messing around, no housekeeping, nothing to share with you, no types of encouragement as far as go do this or go do that. I recently came across a Facebook post by my good friend Tom Kroll, who always has very interesting perspective, very good insight, just a sharp dude, very genuine, down to earth. I've had him on the podcast, so hopefully the team can link up that particular podcast episode in the show notes. But I wanted to do something a little bit different outside the box that I don't typically do on the podcast. And I wanted to actually read his Facebook post, which some might consider controversial, others maybe not. And there's been a lot of comments. And I want to kind of share my thoughts, which honestly are still in the process of kind of being formed and being challenged in a certain way. I think I may have shared with you guys on a recent episode. I'd love to remember which one, so I could tell you just go check it out, but hopefully you could just check out all of them, right? Would be my encouragement for you. But I've been in a season where I'm challenging my thinking in certain areas, right? Sometimes I think we tend to believe things that are fed to us from a book, a video, an event, a seminar, a coach, being around a group of individuals. Many times I think that's great, but I think we need to not just accept things that we hear as truth and gospel, but use reason, use logical thinking to dissect and formulate your own thoughts, which may be in very much in alignment with what you heard. But anyway, sometimes I think we tend to, I've been guilty of this in the past, not so much the older I've gotten, but sometimes we, like, let's say you're listening to your favorite speaker, somebody who you really admire and trust and respect, and they say something and you just kind of take it as fact. But it may not necessarily be fact for you, right? Or maybe you have a different perspective or insight, and I think that's okay. In fact, I encourage it. I think that's great. I think we need to challenge sometimes the status quo. And so with that being said, now that I've kind of framed what I'm about to share with you, again, this was Tom's post, and this was a day ago, and I came across it recently. So he basically started the post by saying, and I'm going to get into the heart of it here shortly, but he started by saying, hey, I don't care how much friction I get for this post. This is the experience and these are the results I've seen. So I just wanted to share it. So with that being said, I'm about to read to you a post, and it's not the longest post in the world. It's not a couple sentences. So bear with me, because I think hopefully you can extract something from this episode and it'll maybe challenge your thinking. Maybe you agree with Tom. Maybe you disagree with Tom. And maybe you and I can start a dialogue on social media about this and other interesting things or things that I find interesting that hopefully you do as well. But at the very minimum, if you walk away thinking, hey, I've never really thought about that, maybe it gives you a different paradigm shift or a different perspective or a different insight that you didn't realize you had, or now you do have as a result of this post and then me elaborating on the podcast. And then I'll kind of share with you my unfiltered thoughts, which, like I said, are being challenged in a way. So here we go. It's time to put an end to quote unquote accountability partners. You are not weak, helpless, or in need of constant supervision. You are a powerhouse made in his image with limitless potential. And I 1000% agree with that. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. By the way, when I just said 1000% agree with that, that was my 2 cents in there, Tom. That wasn't part of Tom's post. So I'm going to continue with Tom's post. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. When you seek quote unquote accountability partners, you attract people on the same journey as you. These are the wrong people for you right now. Most of the people on the same journey as you won't make it, and you don't want them influencing you. People who need help showing up should be avoided. Surround yourself with people who have already made it to where you want to go. They won't hold you accountable to do the right things. They'll just expect you to. And just as an aside, I'm going to circle back to that point. Okay. And what I'm going to do is, after I finish reading this, I'm going to dissect paragraph by paragraph and kind of share with you my thoughts. They have no tolerance for anything less. I'm continuing the post now. The idea of an accountability partner is comfortable, cozy, and seems friendly, but it's really just a blind leading the blind. The things you want in life require discomfort, sacrifice, delayed gratification, hard decisions, and awkward conversations. When you do those things, you will attract the right people who want to work with you instead of the wrong people who want to become codependent with you. I am blessed to call many wealthy and successful business leaders friends. Without exception, not one has a quote unquote accountability partner. Not one. They do not need someone checking in on them to make sure they're waking up on time or doing what they're supposed to be doing. To even suggest an accountability partner to a successful person would be ridiculous and insulting. When successful people decide they want something, they go after it with everything they've got. Their actions and results attract followers, fans, friends, and a team of people with specialized knowledge and talents that collaborate around those goals. Believe in yourself and your abilities. Take massive imperfect action. Be your own driving force and you'll attract the right people to help you crush your goals. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. So fight for it. Fight for your dreams. Fight for your goals. Fight for your future. Fight, 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 fight. To great adventures. And that was a post by my good friend, Tom Kroll. So now that I've given you some context, shared with you why I thought it would be, why it was on my heart to create a podcast episode specifically about Tom's post, I want to now share with you what I first thought when I read the post. And as my thoughts continue to evolve and as I've been giving it some more thought, and then I want to kind of dissect for you, I want to highlight certain parts of this that I think I want to point your attention to, and I want to get you thinking about it. And I think that's the point of this podcast, is to challenge you, to encourage you, to inspire you, to provide you with content that I believe can help you in different areas of your life, not just your business. And so I'm hoping that this will get you thinking and will accomplish that goal and that objective. So when I first read this, I agreed with so much of what he said, but I can't say that I agreed with everything, because years ago, I'm talking many, many years ago, I had accountability partners and I was a fan of it. I thought it was very helpful for my growth and my development. And I believe I was helpful to their growth and development. And as I think about it, I co-lead the Ascend Mastermind. I'm a part of other masterminds. I've been a part of masterminds for well over a decade. I have coaches in different areas of my life. I coach people as well. And there's accountability woven through each of those things. So initially, when I read the post, I'm like, dude, I agree with a lot of what you said, but I don't agree about what you're saying about accountability partners. And then I reread it. And the more I reread it, the more I agree with Tom. And I think, I don't want to speak for him, and I actually had a conversation with him about this just yet, but I think what really summed up the fact that I do agree with most everything in this post is when he says, you are not weak, helpless, or in need of constant supervision. You don't need a powerhouse. I'm sorry, you are a powerhouse made in his image with limitless potential. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And I think his point, and again, these are my words, not his. I think his point here is that if you're searching for an accountability partner because you want somebody to tell you what to do, when to wake up, do this, do that, check in with you. Hey, did you do this? Hey, did you do that? If that's your motivation behind wanting to find an accountability partner, I think it's flawed thinking and it's broken. And I think that's what Tom's message is that if you're searching for an accountability partner for those reasons, I think there's a much bigger issue that needs to be tackled at hand. And an accountability partner isn't going to help you. Number one, because I can tell you it's not sustainable. I wholeheartedly believe that accountability starts from within. If you're seeking accountability externally, hoping that it will stir up something inside of you internally to get done what you got to get done, it's broken, it's flawed, it's not sustainable, and you're probably going to fail. That I truly believe. Now, on the flip side, if you are somebody who holds yourself accountable, and then you're seeking to surround yourself with other people who are, to Tom's point, they expect it of you, right? So Tom said, surround yourself with people who have already made it to where you want to go. They won't hold you accountable to do the right things. They'll just expect you to. That's how I've always sought accountability, quote unquote, partners, even though I've never really called them accountability partners. I've just surrounded myself in environments of other high achieving, successful entrepreneurs that value life, family, faith first. And then they understand that business and money and all that is a tool to help them, allow them to impact other people and help them live a certain lifestyle, right? When I have surrounded myself in these communities, people expect me to get stuff done. When I present challenges, opportunities to them, and I say, hey, here's what I'm up against, they guide me and give me some feedback. And within Ascend, when we guide and give feedback and coaching, et cetera, I'm not putting it in my calendar to text and call and check in on this person, right? Because I need to follow up and ask them if they did it. If I reach out to them, and oftentimes I do with a video text message or a phone call, I'm doing it because I expect them to tell me the results of what they've already implemented and taken action on, not because I'm hoping to push them over the edge to do it. Does that make sense? So I think there's a big, big difference between, in other words, I believe that the intention and mindset behind why you're seeking accountability partners tells you everything you need to know about that person and their chances of succeeding in whatever it is they're after. So if you're somebody who seeks accountability because you're hoping somebody pushes you over the edge so that then you can someday build your wings on the way down, I think, and I encourage you to change your mindset about that and approach it by understanding that accountability has to come from within first. then you can surround yourself in environments, communities, masterminds like Ascend that will just expect that of you. And when they expect it of you, you're going to expect it of yourself and you're going to get it done, right? It's often been told to me that like, hey, dude, I didn't want to let you down. But what I flipped around and told them is that like, dude, you may not have wanted to let me down, but first and foremost, you don't want to let yourself down. You don't want to let your family down. So that's what I want to leave you with. And as I look through this post, first of all, Tom, if you listen to this, if you hear this, I really appreciate you, man. I thank you for putting yourself out there and sharing. Some may feel it's controversial. And by the way, this post has a bunch of comments and likes and all that good stuff. And there's a lot of people that agree with Tom. There's some people that don't. And I didn't read every single comment because I didn't want it to shape or influence my opinion of this. Again, I'm very much in a place of challenging what I've always believed or what I think I believe, and then really digging deep into certain things and saying, do I really believe that? And if so, why? Right? And that's what this post kind of forced me to do, or I forced myself to do. And I said, man, accountability partners. I'm like, dude, accountability partners in my head have always been a good thing. And then I started to dissect the email or the post, I should say. And I'm like, dude's onto something. And I think the heart and intent and mindset behind accountability partners, for me anyways, my opinion, is very revealing, right? So I love when he says here, as I start to wrap up this episode, when you do things, you will attract the right people who want to work with you instead of the wrong people who want to become codependent with you. I think that right there summarizes my thoughts and feelings on this particular post and the subject of accountability partners. So with that being said, if you are somebody who holds yourself accountable or is willing to now take that leap to hold yourself accountable internally first, you decide, I'm going to hold myself accountable. And then you're seeking to immerse yourself in an environment of people who are going to walk alongside you, love on you, challenge you when you need to be challenged, call you out on your stuff when you need to be called out on your stuff, lift you up when you're down, put a spotlight on you when you're winning and succeeding, and all the above in different areas of your life. AscendYourSuccess.com, I think, is the best community for that. And so with that being said, reach out to me. I'd love to start a dialogue with you on social media. Let me know your thoughts. Maybe you have a differing opinion. I'd love to hear it. We don't all have to agree, and that's cool, right? Like, we all have different insights and perspectives. And one thing I know is that we only know what we know. So unless you start surrounding yourself with the right kinds of people, picking up the right types of books, getting in the right types of environments, challenging what you believe or what you think you believe, that's how you start to grow. And that's how you start to see things from different perspectives, right? And even though you might not agree, you can at least appreciate, acknowledge, or respect a different angle or perspective. So anyways, that's what I got for you. My name is Alex Pardo. Hopefully you've been a listener to the Flip Empire Show for a while and you continue to do so. And if you're new, welcome. I look forward to being a big part of your journey moving forward. Have an incredible day and I will talk to you soon. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect. And I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.